Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Black Panther has everything going for it. Great cast, fantastic computer-generated imagery, and distinctive and impressive production design. Black Panther has everything except one thing, a solid screenplay. While the film has been hailed as the first Marvel Cinematic Universe MCU feature film directed by an African-American and with an African-American cast in lead roles, Black Panther is really just another comic book, violence-laden, science fiction superhero action film. Black Panther is no Marvel. I lost count at six or so the number of scenes of fighting. The first one takes place in the fictional African nation of Wakanda when the new king, T'Challa, aka Black Panther, played by Chadwick Boseman, is challenged to defend his throne in a mano-a-mano fight in a pool above a waterfall. Another conflagration takes place in a casino in South Korea over the smuggling of vibranium. That's the Wakanda equivalent of uranium, which gives Black Panther his superpowers. The smuggling is by Ulysses Klaue, played by Andy Serkis. Then there's a car chase right out of Fast and Furious. Next, there's another mano-a-mano clash between Eric Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan, and King T'Challa, Boseman, again in the pool above the waterfall. The final battle takes place on a savanna involving spears and, of all things, mechanical rhinos. The screenplay to Black Panther is co-written by Ryan Coogler, who directed the movie, and Joe Robert Cole, who was a screenwriter for TV's American Crime Story. Black Panther is based on the Marvel Comics characters created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. The movie is also hampered by a plethora of characters, some familiar from Captain America: Civil War, but many Wakanda-based and given insufficient screen time. Of course, they are poised for MCU spin-off movies. Coogler, who directed the excellent Fruitvale Station and Creed, makes the scenes in between the fights interesting with riveting close-ups of the main characters. Chadwick Boseman, who was excellent in Marshall and Get On Up and 42, is the main reason why Black Panther holds together. Boseman is an extraordinary actor who combines enormous physical strength with subtle eye movements and facial nuances that are compelling. Michael B. Jordan, who was in Creed and Fruitvale Station, has an equally strong screen presence. Jordan's ability to evoke tripwire emotionalism is an effective counterpoint to Boseman's mostly serene presence. The supporting cast is stellar. There's Lupita Nyong'o, who received an Oscar supporting actress for 12 Years a Slave. There's Danya Gurria of TV's The Walking Dead. Also, Martin Freeman of Captain America: Civil War and The Hobbit. Daniel Kaluuya, an Oscar nominee for Get Out. Letitia Wright of TV's Humans, Winston Duke of TV's Modern Family, Sterling K. Brown of TV's This Is Us, and Angela Bassett and Forrest Whitaker. Black Panther is bookended by contemporary scenes in Oakland, California, in an attempt to infuse the material with social relevance. Nonetheless, Black Panther never quite leaps beyond the pages of its comic book origin. Black Panther is MPAA rated PG-13, for prolonged sequences of action, violence, and a brief, rude gesture. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.